the proposals. So we will jump right into 14, waterfowl hunting seasons.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Again, this is Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. If you would allow us to, I'd like to turn it over to Rocco Morano, our waterfowl senior wildlife biologist that is here to give a presentation. I believe that was shared, and hopefully that can be pulled up and Rocco can step through a short presentation, and then I'll follow that and go through. Like I said, there's 10 different action sheets for waterfowl.
First of all, can you hear me? I just requested to share.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you see my screen?
No.
Well, let's try this. Am I good?
Yes, we can see it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I'm going to go briefly talk about status of waterfowl for 2024-2025 as far as populations, and talk a little bit about proposals for the 2025 hunting season. So as you may recall, I've talked about this in the past, that migratory game birds are managed cooperatively through the flyway system, and we sit in the central flyway in South Dakota. And its flyways are basically the way for states to engage the Fish and Wildlife Service, who has ultimate authority on migratory game bird management. And I serve as the central flyway technical rep on the central flyway for South Dakota. So the screen right here is actually the 2025-2026 federal frameworks. So these are kind of the guardrails that, or the regulatory packages that we're allowed to choose from for duck harvest. The Mid-Continent Mallard package for the 2025 season will be 74-day season, which is the liberal package, based on a little over 6.5 million mallards in the breeding population estimate and the number of pond numbers on the May survey. Northern Pintail, also liberal regulatory alternative, three per day, which I've highlighted a couple of changes from last year. So in the last year, we actually had a one bird pintail bag. This year, the recommendation from the Fish and Wildlife Service was, and the flyways, is three per day under a new harvest strategy. It's an interim harvest strategy that's actually experimental to try to see if we can detect any changes in harvest and survival based on an increase in the bag, in the hopes of actually having more of a stabilized three bird bag moving forward. And the breeding population was just under 2 million for the 2024 May breeding survey. SCOP will remain the same as one per day, which is a restrictive package. Roughly 4 million breeding SCOP were last counted. Blueing teal, just under 5 million, which triggers the teal harvest strategy, which actually lowers our bonus blueing teal days, and in states that have teal seasons, it lowers the number of days to 9 for teal seasons. So that's a reduction from 16 to 9 as far as our bonus blueing teal, according to the teal harvest strategy. And then as far as canvasbacks would remain the same as 2 per day, just a little over 500,000 canvasbacks in the breeding estimate, which is above the 480,000 required for a 2 bird per day limit. And as far as the department's recommendations, basically concurrent with the federal frameworks, the duck daily bag would be liberal package based on mid-continent mallard population and habitat status. So the duck daily bag would be 6 ducks, 5 of which can be mallards, 1 scop, 3 wood ducks, 2 redheads. You can see the change of 3 pintail, 2 canvasbacks, and 2 bonus blueing teal for the first 9 days as opposed to the first 16 days of the duck season. A little bit about Canada geese. You can see where we are as far as the latest 3-year average for the breeding population index. still above objective. You notice there's a flat line for a couple of years, and that's because we had several years without May surveys due to COVID, so we had to use the most current three-year average available, which was the same for a few years. Now we're getting May survey data again, and we're able to get three-year average BPOP estimates. But as you can see, the three-year average is still well above population objective. I do anticipate that to start nosing over, though, because we are seeing a successive years of lower breeding populations, and once we have basically one large estimate come out of that three-year average, it's going to get lower. So just be prepared for that. But as far as right now goes, we are still above objective on the three-year average midpoint breeding population index. One change which you'll see in the proposals is actually a change in Unit 3, which is Bennett County and the Special Canada Goose season. This is something that we've been discussing for a number of years, and Andrew will go over more detail in the proposal. But right now, we have three goose units. There's no change recommended for Unit 1, and the recommendation will be to absorb Bennett County or Unit 3 into Unit 2, which is our late Canada Goose unit. And there's some history, which I think you've been provided in a two-page document, kind of going over the history and some of the reasons why there was some special regulations with Bennett County. The department's recommendation is that those regulations are no longer needed and provide some kind of unnecessary complexity and tagging requirements for Canada geese. Also, if we do move Unit 3 into Unit 2, we'll actually have 31 additional hunting days in Bennett County, which is going to provide a lot more opportunity for folks to hunt Canada geese in the Unit 3 boundary, which is Bennett County. And just to give it more of a tabular example of what that looks like, you can see on top are the current Canada Goose regulations, basically. AMT early fall, the regular season in Unit 1, 2, and 3, and then the special Canada Goose season for both residents and non-residents. And the recommended act showing where we're striking out really any reference to Unit 3 or special Canada Goose, just really simplifying regulations. Frankly, it's hard for a lot of staff to keep the Special Canada Goose regulations straight, including myself sometimes, and some of those complexities just are no longer necessary. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Comments? Seeing no questions, we thank you for that information. And with that, Andrew Norton, will you come back then and guide us through the action items?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. And thank you, Rocco. You did an excellent job describing the hunting season structure and what we're able to do here within the state based on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service oversight. So like I mentioned, there will be 10 action sheets related to waterfowl. I apologize, they do jump around a little bit, so I'm just going to, before I get into the duck hunting season, we'll just explain kind of the flow of this. Among the 10 action sheets, 5 of them will have a recommended action, the first one being ducks, but then the other 4 action sheets that will have recommended action all relate back to that absorbing of Bennett County into that Unit 2 for Canada Goose hunting opportunities. And although you won't see too many substantive changes in a lot of those recommendations, a lot of these administrative rules are intertwined, so sometimes we just have to strike reference to Unit 3, for example. So once we get to ducks after, or excuse me, Canada geese after ducks here, I might ask for some clarification whether you want to run through all the goose-specific action sheets or just take them one by one. But ducks being independent here, I can go through that really quickly. This was the first 2 recommendations that Rocco suggested that were a function of the Federal Register recommendation, which is to experimentally increase the northern pintail bag from 1 to 3. There'll be a lot of analysis. The idea is that harvest is mostly compensatory and won't affect populations. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, in addition to collaboration with the states, will closely monitor that the next several years to see how that may affect pintail populations. And the other recommendation was to reduce the bonus blue-wing teal days from 16 to 9. The first page of this agenda item 14 goes through the season dates for the four different duck hunting zones we have, two of which overlap, which is Low Plains North and Low Plains Middle Zone, have the same exact dates. We have the two options for duck bag limits, that tier one being a little bit more complex, but a higher bag limit of six, and you've got to kind of mix and match different species there to get to six, whereas the tier two experimental option that's been a huge success so far, from my understanding, is just a simple three splash rule. Any three ducks that you get can go towards the bag, so you don't have to identify ducks on the wing before you harvest them. Just some supportive information. Again, Rocco covered that really well. And some historic license number, harvest data for duck hunting. And then that proposed rule change is very simple, with just 16 to 9 and 1 to 3 for pintail. And then changing the numerical 15 to 15 for coots, but that's no change. With that, can take any comments, questions, but this duck season would require action if the commission agrees to move this recommendation into a proposal.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Andrew or Rocco? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second.
So
moved by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of moving forward with this item, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
It is adopted and we'll move forward. Andrew.
Excellent, thank you. So now we move into the Canada goose hunting seasons. This management take, it describes dates and who residents or non-residents, who that's available to. And then the second Canada goose season is gonna be early fall. That'll be the next action sheet, followed by what I'll call regular, and that's just called goose hunting season, the next action sheet, and then finally, this special Canada goose hunting season. So it's a mouthful just describing this, and this is only for Canada goose hunting, and I've barely even touched on differences between resident and non-resident opportunities. So I'll try to do my best to walk through this, but you can see the second table, I think, is probably the best visual on one page, where you can see the ultimate intent here is just to remove Bennett County. So I'll come back now to August management take. Again, no recommended action here, but this is just an early Canada goose hunting season, second half of August. There's two counties West River, 13 counties East River. That was reduced last year. Several counties East River were removed from August management take. It allows bonus Canada goose hunting opportunity, primarily to deal with some depredation concerns that landowners may have. Again, no recommended changes here. 15 Canada goose bag limit. You can see the table of hunter harvest and other success statistics there for the last 10 or more years, 15 years, I believe. Again, no recommended change. One thing I will say, while we don't have much movement here with August management take, I do want to put a reminder out that the migratory bird certificate is required with this and other waterfowl licenses. So if hunters that are getting their waterfowl license in the future could please be aware that that's a separate requirement in addition to some seasons that require the waterfowl stamp and a small game or combination license. And with that, again, no recommended change for August management take, but can take any questions or comments.
Any questions for Andrew before we move on? Seeing none, we can move on.
Okay, great. So early fall Canada goose, I went through the four different Canada goose season options. While Bennett County isn't going to be affected by this season at all, the administrative rule does reference Unit 3. So if the commission is going to be supportive of removing that special Canada goose season, this is almost like just a attached rule that doesn't affect early fall Canada goose season, but it would just require striking reference to Unit 3 in rule. So Bennett County would not be open to this season. It right now is just a September hunting season, as the name implies. It's early fall, but not as early as August management take. It's only in Unit 1, 15 Canada goose bag. Because it's Unit 1, that would currently exclude Bennett County, and with the proposed recommended change, it would still exclude Bennett County. So this doesn't change the season unit anything at all. It just removes reference to Unit 3. So the commission is, again, maybe supportive of this general concept to move forward with removing the special Canada goose season. The first step would be to move this towards a proposal to remove reference to Unit 3. You can take any questions or comments, and action would be required here.
Questions for Andrew? Seeing none, with that, we do need a motion and a second. Moved by Cole. Seconded by Bees. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
All right. Great. So moving on now to, I believe it's, this is all in one agenda item, but the goose hunting season. So this is what I, on the table, refer to as the regular season. This one will affect a change because this gets into modifying season dates, and because season dates of Unit 3 will align with season dates of Unit 2, those need to be changed. So this will be a one-year recommendation, as is the case with all waterfowl hunting season recommendations. And you can see the season dates listed there. Unit 1 would remain the same, October 1 to December 16th, and then Unit 2, November 3 to February 15th. Functionally, with this change, Unit 3 would be the same exact dates as Unit 2, so you'd go ahead and strike Unit 3 from those season dates. The regular goose hunting season chapter also covers light goose, white-fronted goose seasons. That there's no recommended change for those. Daily bag limits, no recommended changes there. You can see the figure here at the bottom of this page. Basically, what the change would be visually is that the light gray would stay the exact same, that's Unit 1, and then kind of that middle shaded gray, Unit 2, and the darker shaded gray, Bennett County, Unit 3, those two would be combined. So that you can see that recommended action is to modify the season dates. It got some supportive information, the harvest information table there, but have that for several different goose species. And probably move to administrative rule changes, I believe, on the third page. And you can see exactly where some of the language is struck. First of all, in 4106, 1607, strike language referencing the special Canada goose season, because that'll be repealed in the subsequent recommendation. You get to item number 2 within that rule and remove reference to Unit 3. So how this goes is Unit 1 is described, and then Unit 2 basically says all other parts of the state except for Unit 1. And then there's no longer a need for Bennett County, so that is struck. Some information there in resident, non-resident criteria. There's a non-resident waterfowl action sheet is number 10 in the sequence here, so I'll get into that as well. But Bennett County did have hunting opportunity for both residents and non-residents, and essentially what this is going to do is expand opportunity for individuals if they want to hunt Bennett County. However, probably most importantly is department staff do not think that this is going to result in a lot of hunters flocking to Bennett County. Those resident tags, those 800 that are available, do not sell out. I don't believe they've sold out for nearly 5 to 10 years. Last year, only 560 out of 800 were sold. So not in high demand. And with that, this goose hunting season would require action to make this a proposal if the commission agrees. So I can take any questions or comments as well.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second. Motion made by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted.
Perfect. So two more with Canada Goose, and these are the only two more with recommendations. We'll have a little interim seasons that are described in between the two that require action. So the first one being the major one, the special Canada Goose hunting season. This is the exact rule that will be repealed. This was describes just the resident opportunity. So you can see the season dates, October 18th to December 21 in Bennett County, Unit 3, 800 permits for residents, three tags per permit. Non-residents, when we get to that, there was 25 permits available for them. So just simply the recommendation is to repeal this rule completely, and then 2 and 3 are just where some other areas where language needs to be modified to remove reference to having to actually get a permit and put a physical tag on a Canada goose, which was required with the special season. So there's two areas there where that reference was removed, and also the locking tag and seal would no longer be required. So moving to the second page of this, you can see the table there. Table 1 has exactly what I mentioned before, the licenses available for residents, 800, and you can see in the second column is the applicants, third column how many total are sold. And then getting into the language, just simply repealing 4106-1608, and then removing reference to the daily bag limits. And then 4106-0301 just says that there's no tagging requirement for special Canada goose. And that, again, similar considerations for resident, non-resident criteria and recruitment. Permits will not be sold, so it might affect license numbers a little bit. However, it might result in some more license sales if they want to go to the Unit 2 now instead of Bennett County. So can take any questions or comments, but this one would require action as well.
Questions or comments? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second. Moved by Teal. Seconded by Beese. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It too is adopted.
Great, thank you very much. So the next four, just a break here from Canada Goose. We'll go really quickly through all four of these. There's no recommended change. The exact same action sheets with exception of 2024 harvest and license data appended to all of these action sheets. The first season here is Spring Light Goose, 1 year recommendation, also known as the Conservation Order. This season occurs February 16th to May 15th in 2026. So obviously not for this upcoming February, but next year. And no recommended change here. Provides a good opportunity. A lot of people come to the state to harvest animals. You can see residents harvesting 106,853 birds and non-residents harvesting 121,692. So great opportunity for recreation as well as I believe some outfitters get involved in hosting people that come to the state and enjoy the resources we have. So no action required here, but can take any questions or comments.
Questions? Seeing none.
Question from Whitmire.
Oh, Commissioner Whitmire, please go ahead.
Yeah, quick question. Yeah, thank you. On the light goose, is that just an indication of what the migration was last year? I mean, I know it's different because we had such a late fall, but we're at about double the harvest of what we've had for the last 10 years. Just curious if that's population or more so just opportunity because of the migration.
Yeah, through the chair, I'd see Rocco's cameras on. He'd be much better at answering the question.
Yes, please.
So, yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, Rocco Morano, senior waterfowl biologist. Yes, what you indicated is exactly correct, that, the spring harvest is directly tied to spring conditions. And, the longer the birds are in South Dakota, the higher the harvest is going to be. And also, the percentage of birds that are hatchy or juvenile birds has a really high bearing on harvest, as hatchier birds are more vulnerable to harvest or decoying than adult birds. By all indications, there was a lot of juvenile birds in last year's migrating flock, and birds were here and kind of bottled up for a long period of time, providing really, really high harvest opportunity and subsequent harvest.
Great, thank you.
Very good. Additional questions from the commission? Seeing no additional questions, we can move on.
Okay, a few more here. The sandhill crane hunting season, exact same overview here of this season, 1 year recommendation, no change. This is a fall season, September 27th to November 23rd. You can see the unit there in the figure and the daily limit of 3 sandhill cranes. No recommendation, so no action required, and can move on unless there's questions or comments.
Questions from the commission? Seeing none, we can move on.
All right, so tundra swan hunting season. Again, the exact same as the last two, no change. This is a fall hunting season, October 4th through January 9th. Gets into the winter a little bit, I guess, and open area described there with all counties east of the Missouri River, with the exceptions of the ones listed. And then the license numbers that are available, requirements and restrictions are detailed, and just a harvest summary there in the supportive information. And again, no action required, but can take any questions or comments.
Questions? Seeing no questions, Andrew, we can move on.
Okay, so last one that there's no recommended action. This is just a one-pager here, youth waterfowl hunting season. This is a early opportunity for youth. It's a two-day season, September 13th and 14th, 2025. Have heard a lot of positive feedback with getting youth outdoors in this early season before the rest of the hunters come. So a great opportunity for youth, but no recommended action there, and can move on unless there's any questions or comments.
Questions from the commission? Seeing none, we can move on.
All right, so last one, non-resident waterfowl hunting seasons. We've had a extensive discussion about these in the last 2 years and probably a lot more years than that. Hopefully this one is a relatively minimal change. This again gets back to the Bennett County change. Just to add confusion here, you can see in that second figure, it's not called Bennett County, it's called 11A. So another benefit of removing this special Canada goose season is we no longer have to refer to it as Unit 3 Bennett County or 11A. It's just Unit 2. Or in this case, for non-residents, they have to apply in these units whether they want to get a three-day license as the first figure with multiple units there, or they want to get a 10-day license, which is broken down into 2 5-day periods. There was traditionally three units, 00B, 00A in the southeast, and then 11A. So the change here would be to eliminate that 11A, integrate that into 00B. If you move to the, well, you know, you can see the second page on this screen here. In the table we have here is the 2024 licenses in the second to the right-hand-most column and the 2025 recommendation in the farthest right-hand-most column. Total is still 6,300, so that's not going to change. And adjusting that, a reminder, is statutorily limited, I believe, to a 5% increase annually. But again, no recommended change to the absolute number. Just a simple change to, because NRW 11A, the third line, would be removed, those 25 licenses would go to zero, and then 11A would be removed from an exclusion in 00B, and those 3,925 licenses, we'd add those 25 licenses there, which would just be a very small increase to 3,950. Draft administrative rule changes, I think, on the next page, show the change in 25 to 50 licenses in 00B, or not 25, but 3,925 to 3,950, and then striking the reference to NRW 11A, which is at Bennett County. So this, I believe, is the last action sheet that I have for proposals today. So thank you for bearing with me, and can take any final questions or comments. But this one would require action to turn this into a proposal.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion. And move to approve by Commissioner Locken.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved. Andrew, thank you to you and Rocco and your team. You did an outstanding job ensuring we had all the information we needed to make decisions today. Thank you.